The room's a landmark and will be more so when planned renovations to make it handicapped accessible are completed. It's been the subject of some recent raucous and packed meetings. A series of school board meetings were disrupted by protesters against then-board member Carl Palladino, and opponents of Elmwood Village development recently packed the room. Both meetings would have been held in small rooms elsewhere in City Hall. Councilmember Joe Golombek says some agencies want to use the room regularly.
I've had groups that have approached me to say that rather than having the board meetings, whether it's planning or zoning, meeting in room 1201 or whatever that room is, 901, that they thought that after having met here for a couple of bigger meetings, it would be more conducive to meet here on a regular basis.
Council President Darius Pridgen sent the proposal to the Legislation Committee because there have been some problems in past use by other agencies. He says it's not clear who would clean the room after meetings, and there was some damage to camera equipment after a recent and not identified meeting. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.